This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The U.S. State Department said on Thursday it was aware of reports Russia had detained an editor at U.S.-funded Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, and said it appeared to be Russian harassment. State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller.
This appears to be another case of the Russian government harassing U.S. citizens, which is why we continue to have a level 4 travel warning and encourage all U.S. citizens not to travel to Russia for any reason.
Alsu Kermisheva works for RFERFL's Tatar Bashkir service. RFERL said on October 18th, authorities announced that Kermisheva, based in Prague, had been charged with not registering as, quote, a foreign agent. The Russian government did not immediately comment. U.S. officials say drones have struck a military base in Syria where some American troops are stationed. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The officials tell the AP one drone was shot down, but another caused minor injuries at the Al-Tanf garrison in southeastern Syria. U.S. troops are there as part of the fight against Islamic State militants. The attacks follow similar drone strikes the past few days on U.S. and coalition bases in Iraq, amid regional anger over the deadly Gaza hotel explosion. The State Department is now warning American citizens worldwide about the potential for terror attacks and violence everywhere as the Israel-Hamas war grows. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Israel's defense minister told ground troops to be ready to enter the Gaza Strip, though he didn't say when the invasion will start. Israeli airstrikes have pounded locations across the Gaza Strip, including parts of the south that Israel had declared as safe zones, with authorities working out logistics for delivery of aid from Egypt. Overwhelmed hospitals tried to stretch out ebbing medical supplies and fuel for diesel generators to keep their equipment running. For additional stories, visit VOA.com.